Welcome to Hallway Conversations, an interview series with geospatial insiders and outsiders. This is Adina Schutzberg. My hallway conversation with Ziv Baum, CEO of Zapano Technologies, was recorded October 6, 2009, at the Location Intelligence Conference in Westminster, Colorado. I'm here today with Ziv Baum, the CEO and co-founder of Zapano Technologies, which is a brand new company. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me about Zapano Technologies.
So Zapano Technologies is a spin-off from Carnegie Mellon University. We are a new startup that just started about 3 months ago. We are building a platform that will allow users of location-based services to have better control over the information that they share. We are actually based on a research that was done at Carnegie Mellon University. The research was around issues of privacy and visibility. And the results of the research show that people have a real problem with exposing themselves to the world when it comes to location-based services. Location data is very sensitive to people. And so if you give them the right control over the information that they share, the result that you get is a higher willingness to share information.
That sounds right. So how do you turn that research into a product?
We offer a platform, kind of an API that developers can integrate into their application, which will take the burden off them to take care of privacy. We offer them some kind of a ready-to-use privacy layer that will allow the users to record their privacy settings, and once requests for the user location are being recorded, those requests are being matched against their predefined rules and being approved or denied accordingly. So we don't envision ourselves as an application, but rather we see ourselves more down in the value chain as a layer of privacy somewhere between the location middleware providers, companies such as the Wave Market or telecommunication systems, and between the application developers.
Okay, so then what this reminds me of is what Fire Eagle does. It sort of has that layer in between where you can talk about how fine-grained you want people to know about your location information, for example.
We think that there are a lot of platforms out there that offer developers the ability to really develop cool applications around location. Fire Eagle, for example, and other companies that I mentioned, give the developers some tool to build a privacy mechanism for the end user, but we don't think that's good enough, and our data show that if you give users more of this kind of controls, more granularity, more expressiveness, and even more important, the ability to have the vision of results of requests for their location, you get much, much better result and much higher willingness to share.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the kinds of things that can be controlled and how you do that. Because you said the more you can give to the end user to determine about how much they share, the more likely they are.
Yeah, so that's kind of a trade-off. You don't want to give the user too much control because then you get the messy user interface, which users will never use. You want to give them exactly the control that we think based on research that will make their privacy settings as complete as possible. And we found out that by giving people the control over location, allowing them to define box on the map in which their location can be shared only when they're inside this box, that's one dimension. The other dimension is time, and the third dimension is friends. So we allow the users to define friend lists that can see him in a certain time in a certain location, and we allow him to define as many rules as he wants.
Okay, so it sounds like it's a lot like setting up the rules for your Outlook.
Actually, we are toying with the idea of extending beyond location-based services, because this kind of control can be applicable for calendar settings. For example, today we see that when you share your calendar with your friends, you don't really have control over what they can see. So that's one side. The other side shows that users, when you give them this functionality, the ability to define different rules, they end up with a very complex set of rules. They have a really hard time to really understand what is their privacy settings, to have this bird's eye view over their entire friends, family, colleagues, location that they visit, times of the week. So we found out that by giving them the ability to really monitor what happens to requests for their location. For example, if someone asks for your location, you can, using our platform, you can see what was the results of that. So let's say I try to see your location now when we're here, and my request was denied. I didn't get to see your location, so you can go to the to our interface and see that ZipBound tried to see my location and his request was denied. The next step is for you to say, was it good or was it bad? So you can provide feedback on that. So let's say my request was denied, you can say that it was bad. I should have been able to see you.
Okay.
Once we have a big enough data set of those kind of feedbacks, we can go back to you. The platform can go back to you and tell you, listen, you every time that Ziv tried to see you, you denied his request. His request was denied, and you said that that was a bad thing. You might want to tweak your rules to allow him to see you.
See more, right.
So that's kind of embedding machine learning inside of that.
That's interesting because that's providing feedback directly to me about the rules that I set up.
Exactly.
So that's really valuable.
Yeah, we think that there are two problems here. On the one hand, people want more privacy. They want more control over the information. On the other hand, they really can't envision what is their privacy preferences looks like. By giving them this monitoring feedback mechanism, we are really making it more easier for you as the user to really see what's going on, to control it, and we offer you something that better suits your preferences.
Right. So is it really machine learning, or is it just sort of...
So our grand view is to have you as a first-time user to offer you some kind of a default starting point around your demographics, maybe your age, your are you a student, not student, are you in Pittsburgh or in San Francisco, and going from that will allow you to refine those rules based on your feedback on requests for your location. And having this whole package together can make it much, much easier for you to have a privacy settings that match your. In the end, we believe will result in higher willingness to share, which is the objective. You know, as an application developers, I want my users to share more because a lot of social networking location-based applications are built around users sharing their location, sharing their content. If we make them more comfortable with that, we win.
Now, when you were describing to me the complexity of this set of rules, you made the comment that people can't sort of see what all those different parameters are. What I was really thinking you were going to tell me was that you were going to provide some way of visualizing all of that information. Is that something you've looked at?
So we actually do that. We don't offer the user the ability to mix, to get a grand view of all of his privacy settings, because that seems a bit complex. But when the user is actually recording his rules, he can see he's getting a map and he's actually drawing boxes on this map. You don't have to say, I want to be located only when I'm in the Westin Hotel. And then when you review the results of your request for your location, you actually see where you've been on the map when someone tried to locate you.
Hmm. When you define your time rules, do you draw that on some kind of thing, or do you actually have to type in the...
No, you get a bunch of checkbox Monday to Tuesday for time frame. I think that we might be able to even optimize the user interface because we're not really coming from a user interface design background. Yeah, I think that's a very good point. That's a very big problem. We've seen a lot of examples in the past where you have a good product and you fail on
the
interaction with the user.
Yeah.
Users want to keep it simple, don't want to invest too much time in that. It's very hard value proposition to offer to user. Maybe a power user will understand that. Most of the population will have a hard time. So you have to make it as much intuitive as you can. I think that what's different about location-based services is that privacy in terms of your physical location really matters to people. If you look at social networking activity, what you see on the web, Facebook, MySpace, there have been a lot of troubles around that. But still people are using that. At the same time, we're seeing Facebook trying to give people more and more control. Because I read a quote from Mr. Zuckerberg once that says that if you give people more control, they'll share more. And that's exactly our view. The privacy is kind of shifted from a problem, something that is interfering with the success of those services to really being the core of the value proposition of those services. Because those services understand that if people will feel more comfortable with sharing, they'll share more.
Then there'll be a more uptake.
Give them more control, they'll feel more comfortable. So I think that's where we're trying to take it.
So ideally what you want is for the companies that provide these services or the carriers to, in a sense, embed your tool set in their offerings.
Exactly. We think that it's our best customer will be Verizon, for example. Verizon have tons of users, have the aspiration to build application development platform.
Right.
And if they add our platform into their application development environment, that will make sense both for us and both for them, because it will allow them, for example, to offer their entire user base some kind of a unified privacy experience.
Right.
It will allow them to make their developers to keep their to maintain their users' privacy, which is I think if
they want to keep those customers.
Yeah, I'm not sure that privacy is in the top of the list, but we'll see some regulation coming in down the road when things start to happen around those information running out in the open world.
In the public,
and
yeah,
they should think about it beforehand and see, look into the future, and think that our privacy platform really gives a good solution to this problem.
Would then people assign privacy information to specific applications, or would the same privacy applications run across all of the different applications?
Very good question. In a perfect world, Verizon will give us a big check, will put our platform in their development environment, and the user will come once, define his privacy settings for all the applications he's going to use, and that will be it. He can go on with his life and have this privacy protection across all the applications. That's kind of a hard thing to do right now, mainly because of the authentication. You want the user to have some kind of global authentication, OpenID,
yep,
Facebook Connect. That's a problem right now. We don't have anything like that. We can tap into location, into Verizon's contact list, for example, and use that for authentication. Another problem is, how do you tap into the user's social network? You want to choose which friend can see you when. You can do it through the contact list, but what about your other friends? So I think that the best solution would be to have some kind of universal ID for the user that he will use across all applications, and all his friends will be connected to this universal ID. Right now, we don't have anything like that. So right now, I think that different applications will
have different sort of profiles.
Yeah. But let's say if we're using Facebook Connect, for example, and we are going to offer Facebook Connect as a way of authentication for the user, so he can define it once and it will run over all applications that use Facebook Connect, for example.
So when did you actually launch?
The research has been going on for,
right,
for 2-3 years already. We've launched in April this year.
Okay, so you're still very new.
Yeah, we already secured some funding from a local early stage VC fund in Pittsburgh,
okay,
called Alpha Lab.
Excellent.
We got some money from Carnegie Mellon that helped us a lot. Thank you, Carnegie Mellon. Right now we're
trying to tell the world about what you're doing and
exactly,
find the right clients.
Exactly.
Well, thanks for joining me today and best of luck.
Thank you very much for having me.
You have been listening to a hallway conversation with Zev Baum, CEO of Zapano Technologies. If you have any comments or questions about today's interview, you can email us at editors@directionsmag.com or leave a comment at Directions Magazine or All Points Blog. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.